Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
From the Unhinged Dickheads. Well, I don't know. Is it coming out New Year's Eve or New Year's after?
Well, that will be up to you because you are the technology dude.
I am the technology dude.
Because I've worked out recently. I'm just fucked. I just can't. No, I'm not tech at all.
I'm losing it.
I had to listen to our last podcast so I knew where we were, and it took me, I probably restarted that thing 10 fucking times because I don't know how to download a podcast. No. I'm not good.
I can learn stuff and nail it, but then if someone asks me to do it next week, can you, you taught yourself how to do that. I'm like, yeah. Can you do it for me? And I'm like, nah, I can't remember. And it's like a week ago.
I'm out.
No idea.
I think we've established that my one of my superhero powers is that I can watch a TV show and then 3 weeks later completely forget that I've ever seen it.
Yeah, same.
Gone.
Same.
It's
someone,
wonderful.
Someone go, have you seen this? I go, how's it go? And they tell me and I go,
nah.
Yeah, I think I've seen that. Yeah.
Oh, I'm the opposite. I'm like, nah. And then I'll be 20 minutes into it and I go, oh, maybe I have. And it's not even like I see the faces and go, oh, yeah, I've definitely seen this. I'm like, something's familiar about this. But I can watch an entire season and forget crucial plot points, crucial characters. Yeah. Like, oh, who's that guy?
Yeah.
And my mate's like, you're a fucking idiot. I'm like, no, it's all the, I've had a lot of hits to the head.
Yes.
And I probably shouldn't drink so much.
Lots of hits to the liver.
I recently, remember at the end of the last podcast, not the last.
No, I can't remember. We just talking about bad memories and now you're going to the end of the last podcast.
When we finished in August, I had just gone out on a date with that bouncer.
Yeah.
I shagged him for a whole year.
Yeah. And you're in love.
And
you're in love. I think you're in love.
I don't think
I'm in the
fifth
time, reckon you're in love.
No, I think you guys see what you want. I was just shagging him though, which is, you know, I was concerned that he thought we were in a proper relationship and I was like, I should probably stop fucking other dudes then. So a couple months in, I stopped fucking other dudes. But that's done.
I should stop doing that too then.
You should stop fucking other dudes.
I should.
You should at least give me their phone number.
Sorry, Fitpom. I'll stop doing it now.
I'll stop fucking other men.
Yeah.
But went and as soon as things were done, went and had a sexual health test. Fucking 44 years clean.
Really?
How's that? Me?
Well, it's great news.
It's fucking wonderful news.
What do you think was going to come back?
All of them.
All of them.
It's been a pretty good career. It's been a pretty good career.
No one gets sexually transmitted diseases anymore, do they?
I reckon they probably fucking
don't. They're all dead now. They're all dead.
You reckon we've vaccinated against all of them?
We have. You can get them in Byron Bay.
Yeah, I was going to say, gonorrhea is making a fucking resurgence in Australia. Yeah, it's huge.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. God, I'm glad I'm not
single. So much so that I Google when I'm going to tour in a new town and I'm planning on picking up, I Google what their rates of STDs are.
Is there an app? Is there an app for that?
Well, the Australian...
Cock app.
Oh, fuck. I should do that. No, there's a couple of health websites, but I gigged up in Alice Springs this year and I Googled the HIV rate up there. I was like, I won't be picking
up. Oh, really?
No.
Wristies? What about a wristy? No, good for you though, with a wristy.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do I get out of it? Fucking hell.
Someone give you a wristy.
What would you call
it? A twirly. Give you a little twirly.
Hi, my name's Julia. Wouldn't mind a twirly.
Yeah, because I hear there's a lot of jizz disease up here. Just twirl me with your fingertips, please.
Tips? Twirlies. What is it, my first day?
Twirlies. Give us a twirly.
Don't be using any of that tips bullshit.
Speaking of
weird things.
Forgetting movies, the other night when the Fitpom was away, The Godfather was on SBS.
Oh, wow, I haven't seen that in 100 years.
And I was watching it and a lost practice that I'm going to fucking bring back.
What's that?
Eating messy food with your napkin in your collar. That is fucking clever. Don't you think that's clever? Because I'm messy.
I am.
This is why I only wear black clothes.
Yeah,
like the Fitpom always bags me out.
Well, I can't wear
everything's
white.
Everything's black. Everything's not fucking black. There's a reason for that because I spill shit all over.
Even if I don't spill shit, I'll still rub up against something. Drop something on the ground. I'll climb under the car and I'll end up with grease on. Like, I'm just a messy fucking person.
I seen a great T-shirt yesterday by Grifter Brewing Company and Brewery.
Shirt? Yeah.
And it was just like a schooner on the lapel and the foam was going over the edge, but it was in 3D, the phone.
Oh, nice.
So I was like, oh, that is a great T-shirt, but it was white.
And you're like, can't get it.
I can't do it. I can't do it. Like, it'd be ruined after the first day.
I've only got the only white shirts I own are band shirts. I've got a Flaming Lips, the black flag with the Aboriginal flag in the middle, and the Bronx that you and I, that's
I haven't seen
them. That's a fucking great shirt, the big Raging Out Monkey.
I've seen them.
You saw them on a cruise, you asshole.
A ship, and I've seen him wading through the water, the singer, Matt. I think it's Matt.
During a gig or was he just...
No, no, we were in the Bahamas. It's after the gig. I was like...
He's like, oh my God, it's Matt from the Bahamas.
I know, I was like freaking out.
And I'm like, you do get a little bit fanboy-y sometimes, don't you?
You should talk to him. And then kind of walk past and I'm like, oh, he'll just sort of wait out and come back. And then I go, great gig, man. Yeah, fucking rock on. Seen you in Sydney.
Yeah, nice.
No, because it was like basically a year ago. That was my in.
Mm,
I seen you a year ago in Sydney.
And when you put Pennywise to fucking shame.
Yes, yes.
Please tell me you told them that.
And Pennywise were on the ship.
Maybe don't tell them that.
Shit again.
Were they?
I don't think they're a good band. The big guitarist is a cockhead.
Oh, that makes it even worse. I remember.
And the drummer that you wanted to root from Pennywise.
Yeah.
Was it Pennywise or was it – no, it was the Bronx.
Oh,
different drummer.
I'd have been devastated if I'd gone on that cruise with the –
different drummer.
Oh, he was
– I think he's a gun for hire though. He's quite well known, that drummer.
He was –
yeah, he was. Yeah, yeah.
I've just remembered the drummer.
He had forearms like thighs.
yeah, he did. Oh my God. And he took his shirt off and then he kept kind of shimmying. Too much. It's too much for me. I remember just going, I love music and I love perving on dudes with no shirt and it's too much.
Yeah, but I didn't say anything to
Wow. Pennywise was shit that night. Jeez, they were bad.
They were trying to climb up the ladder of Bronx, weren't they? And they just kept falling down.
Yeah. Fucking hell. That's one of the few gigs that I remember you going, should we just go get a kebab?
Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
going, yep, let's do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the Bronx had smashed it.
Yeah, and they smashed it on the cruise. They were the first band on the cruise.
Wow. Fuck, set the bar high much?
Yeah.
But they're three, like in terms of my white shirts, my white band shirts, they're three fucking spectacular bands.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Flaming Lips, I love. I think they're coming back out this year.
Yep.
Black Flag, fucking Henry Rollins. Oh, I think we all know how I feel. I was at poker with the boys. Remember the Dolphin Juice boys?
Mm.
I was at poker with them the other night and we were talking about, Jason Momoa. Settle down, Wilson. Settle down. Come on. Big girl. Shush.
Come on. Big girl.
Shush. Shush.
Shush. Shush. Shush. Shush.
She's going to steal the keys to
go in the bathroom and have a twirly.
We're talking about Jason Momoa and one of the guys goes, oh, do you like him? And I was like, I would cheat on Henry Rollins with him. And everyone at the table went, oh! I'm like, I'm joking. I would never
ever. That'd be a great T-shirt. That's your new T-shirt.
What's that? I would cheat on
Henry Rollins for Jason Momoa. Give us a twirly. Try and explain that one to Bob.
Also, picture those two fellas. There's Jason Momoa, a fucking man mountain, Hawaiian, and there's little Henry Rollins.
Little Henry, who we all thought was huge, and he's not.
He's all like muscle and nugget and tattoos, but like 5'2". Yeah. And there's Jason Momoa just like, dude, I could axe throw you at a wall, but I wouldn't because my manners are too nice.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I'm just going to have to continue the conversation. While
so anyway, I'm bringing back the napkin in the collar.
Nice. You're bringing it
back. I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do it next time me and the Fit Pom go out to dinner. I'm just going to whack it in there and just wait for the look.
She is going to walk away from you and you're going to be single and you're going to be in this big old unit all on your own.
No, I won't be living here.
This isn't my hood.
That's not how it works.
I'm going back to Blacktown.
Remember, I get kicked out. I'm the kicker.
Is it?
Kickee.
It's been so many years since I've lived in a live-in relationship. Are you aware of if it goes pear-shaped, who gets the ass? Is that?
I don't think we should be talking about this, honey.
I'm trying to think with that last one. While we're in Sydney, obviously, if he got the ass, he had to go because Sydney's my town. But. I don't know. When I was over in Western Australia, yeah, I guess I would have got the ass.
Yeah.
Didn't occur to me.
Yeah. I don't think about it. That's negative thinking. I'm a very positive person. You know me. I'm never negative. I'm never Dennis Downer.
I'm a Dennis Downer.
So anyway, yeah.
North.
Big news.
Mm-hmm.
Big news. I get quite jealous with all the jobs you've got. So I've got many jobs now.
Nice. What do you
comedy
got?
Career sucks. So, I've got jobs.
What are you doing?
I do a bit of aged care driving.
Oh, how much fun is that?
It's very good.
It's really rewarding. I know that sounds like a lame thing to say, but when you hang out with the old people, you just go, A, I'm going to take better care of myself, and B, how fucking cool are these stories?
I was driving this Vietnamese lady who was a refugee, and I used to drive her to Zumba. And they're all refugees.
Oh, my God. I love this story.
It's like, it was like a scene from a movie.
Oh.
Like this little Vietnamese lady.
How's
and all these, all, yeah, pretty shit. all these Syrian refugees. And once they got to like me, they were all asking me questions. What is this bill? What does this bill mean? Well, you owe a lot of money.
Means you're fucked, champ.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what it
yeah,
means.
It was lovely. And I was watching them dance. And then at the end, they did a bit of Middle Eastern dancing.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
and they tried to get me up. And I'm like, hey, settle down.
Car keys are in the pocket. I will leave you motherfuckers here.
Yeah. I did eat their salads, though.
Nice.
Yeah. So I did a bit of aged care driving and doing a little bit again next week.
Nice.
And also, I'm a tour guide.
Really?
I'm a tour guide.
Who for and what? Breweries.
I work around the rocks. I do a bit of historical tours.
Dude, for real?
Yeah.
And, I can't wait.
And I do secret food tours around Surrey Hills.
Secret food?
Yeah. So the tourists come
out. Are we going
to
garbage bins? What?
No. Secret food? No, we take them to secret places in Surrey Hills. I walk around Surrey Hills.
Oh, my God.
We go to six restaurants and cafes.
I want to do both of these tours.
No, don't you fucking... You're not taking a job. You'd be very good at it. Piss off. Piss off. Piss
I'd be
off.
Good at it with the, oi, guns, yeah, get a beer here. Yeah, oi, get a fucking feed here.
You'd be fucking
oi,
great
there's
at
a wristy
actually.
Around the corner.
Yeah.
Not me because I don't get anything out of that. Blowy would be fine. Wristy's no thanks.
Yeah, so I love it.
Oh, see, I could great. Take your job and then add in sexual favours. How much do you love your job, mate?
Piss off.
So do you, is that your own tour or do you work for someone?
I work for two different companies.
That's unreal.
Yeah.
I love the idea. You'd be perfect at that too.
I've learned all these historical things about Sydney, well, all about hearing, the invasion.
I keep hearing it. Well, fuck yeah, how fucked is it? Yeah. Jesus, when you find out like
I heard
what
Governor
actually
Philip was okay. He was a bit of a lefty.
Was he?
Yeah, he was a bit of a lefty. He was probably the better of all of them.
Oh, Christ, isn't that like being the worst bad apple out of all the bad apples? Yeah. He got speared on Collins Flat. Did you know that?
No, that was Cookie, wasn't it?
No, I'm pretty sure it was Governor Phillip.
No, he went home.
Oh, now we're going to have to Google shit.
No, I'm historically correct because I've had to learn all this shit.
So
he went home after 4 years?
So Captain Cook got speared on...
In Hawaii?
No, I mean speared, not dead speared, just speared because he put a hole in his manners. I'm sure it's Governor
Phillip. No, it wasn't him. It was a couple of his officers.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah. And then he had to get... That's what that was. He's the weird to go, like I said, don't kill the indigenous people. But
didn't maybe. He shoot at them?
Shot over them.
I thought he shot. I heard Peter Fitzsimons.
Start.
Peter Fitzsimons has written a book on this.
Oh, okay.
And I heard him giving an account.
Oh, right.
Where he shot between them.
Oh,
I was
right.
Like, fuck, shoot between me and my mate.
I should read that book
I'm
then.
Punching on.
I don't do much on Governor Phil. I just.
I hear that there's like all the pubs around Surrey Hills, around the rocks, that there's like a proper. Is that what you do, the pub tour where you go underground and. And that kind of stuff. Apparently, you can get to most of them. There's like
that's the bar tour. Rum ran the rocks.
Oh wow!
When rum was currency.
Because every time we drive past, Dad points out one of the bars that when you were like back in the day when they just didn't have enough dudes to man ships or be.
Oh, that's
the
true story. That's from what's that one?
Lisa,
what's the old one?
Knock dudes on the back of the head and just
roll
ship,
them down.
Yeah, roll them out and then they're on the boat.
Wake up on the boat.
And then you're out to sea
story.
For the next fucking 8 months.
Yeah, true story.
That. Dad's like, it's that pub there. And I'm like, well, why the fuck would anyone drink there if that's what happened?
Well, no one knows.
What, these dudes just disappear?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
It was a different time.
It was a different time. I say that whenever I do my joke about how I used to be a bouncer and I would punch on with some dude.
It's a different
dude.
Time.
And we would shake hands because no one died.
I can't think of the name of the pub now.
I'd tag it with, and then I would fuck him in the car park later on. And then I tag that with whether he wanted it or not. And when everybody laughs, I go, it was a different time.
It was a different time.
But that the time of that joke is coming to an end because people are getting a little bit
I need
more.
To know the name of that pub now because it's part of me tour.
Are you going
to
Google it while we're doing a fucking podcast? You are hilarious. My memory's shit, like terrible. But I still can come up with random little bits of information that no one needs to know, but I can't tell you like what time the bus runs past my house, which occasionally I have to catch. Like when I'm so hungover, I can't drive. Have you found it?
This is the Fortune of War, but the Fortune of War
I don't think it was.
Not the oldest pub because the Fortune of War was the oldest pub, but then I knocked it down.
Oh, wow.
And now, but the Fortune of War is still claiming to be the oldest pub because it's the new pub.
Yeah, you can't do that, mate. Can't have a reset. No chance, Lance. I remember being oldest pub in England, which was fucking open in 1500 and something. But everywhere I went, this is the oldest pub
here
in England.
Here at Waterloo. That's
Hero
the one. That's where
Waterloo.
I was.
There
was
there
a, there's a tunnel.
It goes straight out to sea.
Yeah. Because it's all landfill, you know, Sydney.
Yeah, I'd believe that.
Yeah, they filled it all in with the old buildings.
Wow.
Yeah.
I really want to do that under Kinsella's. there's a, oh, hang on. Is Kinsella's the one on Oxford Street?
Taylor Square?
Yeah. That's Kinsella's?
That's Kinsella's. Used to be a funeral parlour.
Yeah. And so there was
Art Deco. Did you know it's Art Deco?
The more,
it's the most haunted, pub in Oxford Street.
So there's underneath was where the morgue bit, where they used to keep dead bodies. And I'm like, fuck, I'm all over that. Yeah. I want to.
And the pool room is the old chapel.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I know everything.
I was sitting chatting to a mate of mine the other day on the phone. I couldn't go home yet. And I was sitting just by the cemetery near my place. And I'm chatting away. And he goes, where the fuck are you? And I'm like, just parked up near my house. And he goes, no, but where are you? I said, I'm just next to the cemetery. He's like, you fucking what? Get away from me.
Why?
Well, I grew up in that cemetery. So.
No, no. I used to run through it.
Well, I used to.
From Groovy Ghoulies.
We had one of those. The neighbourhood kids were the safest kids I knew. So we would be like rumbling in that.
Yeah.
There was lots of fist fights happened in that cemetery, and that cemetery always looked after me. So I was pretty happy just hanging there. But my very closest and oldest mate has moved just the other side of that cemetery. So I go up there. She's got a little kid. So I go up there and cook for her once a week or organise dinner once a week so she can just put the kid to bed and then we can have wines afterwards.
Nice.
So I'm often just staggering home through that fucking cemetery just like, g'day, guys. There you go.
Ghosts. G'day, ghosts.
There you go. Here you
go.
That's something I like to wherever I'm somewhere that's a bit weird, I always like to go, if you could just let me pass through, that'd be nice. Yeah. Sorry that you died horrible deaths, but no need to take it out on me. That was actually something I found interesting because whenever I'm travelling around Australia, I always check and see who the local Indigenous people are and say a little inside my head, thank you for letting me pass through here, I'll do all that. Yeah. But I did the same when I was in America and their history recording is shit.
Yeah, okay.
I found it really difficult to find who the traditional owners were in so many places. So we did. We went New York. Well, we landed in LA, went over to New York, and then we Amtrak down to DC. Then we flew DC to Nashville,
Nashville, Tennessee,
and then we drove Nashville, Memphis, Memphis. When we went all the way down,
who drove?
Sylve and Stu.
You didn't drive.
No, it was lovely. I took.
I drove in America.
A couple of weeks off driving.
It was like that. No!
It was just nice to not have to worry about it. Nice. And just be, I could be as drunk as I wanted and never had to worry about being sober enough to drive. Fucking day beers the whole time.
Day beers.
But we drove all the way down the Mississippi Delta, down the Blues Trail, down to New Orleans. Delta. Oh, fuck, man, I love that. Yeah. I love that trip.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to Google, like, who are the traditional owners, and it just there's just big holes in their history where, like, oh, we don't really know. I'm like, how do you fucking not know? It was insane.
Crazy.
Way to go, Americans.
Yeah.
You done DC much?
I've never done DC. A lot of people from DC have done my tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nice people. They always tell me to go to DC.
DC's awesome.
Yeah.
Except I had to look at Donald Trump's face up close.
Yeah, you were there. You seen Trumpo.
Yeah.
Trumpster. And how's he look up close?
Like a fucking orange.
He really is orange.
He's more orange in real life
than
he, like, I can't even explain it. He's more orange in real life than I've ever imagine possible.
Where
and his little armady.
What is it then?
Oh, it's got to be fake tan. It's got to be. Because his eyes, it looks, his eyes are so white that it looks like he scrunched his eyes down closed when they've been spraying the orange on him. His hair is so much more ludicrous in real life.
Really?
And I got so angry because he was just wanking on. Context for people that are listening, it was a September 11 memorial.
Simon Kennedy.
Simon Kennedy's mum was in the plane that went into the Pentagon. So every year he gets invited to go to attend that memorial in on the grounds of the Pentagon. He wasn't going to be there that year, so said, if you're going to be there, I'd love for you to go and represent the family. I thought that's the nicest thing I can do. So myself and Stu and Ange went.
Oh, right. You were representing Simon. Oh, that's great.
It was really nice.
I thought Simon was there, no.
Except that Trump came out to talk. And I just thought when I saw on the program that there'd be a speech by the President of the United States of America, I went,
thought it'd be
on a video.
One of the good ones.
No, I just thought they'd wheel out a video on these stupid fucking orange face and be going, blah, blah, blah. This guy walks out in just, and I'm going, oh my God, he's so not impressive. Like I've been around politicians and I don't like their politics, but they've got a presence about them.
Yeah.
He has the presence of a used car salesman. He is not impressive at all, but he just started to wank on. It was so bad. He made it about him. He was disregarding the feelings of the, you know, there were people who had lost their family members who were openly crying 10 feet away from him and he was still just like not reading a room at all. There's only a couple hundred of us there.
Nah, he's a narcissist, isn't he?
And it was horrible. And I started to get angry and I started to, it was so hot. It's like 30 trillion degrees and I felt myself get tall.
Was it really that hot?
It was like 38 maybe. 38 degrees.
Was it really 30 trillion degrees? Because you'd be melty.
There were people passing out everywhere. Kept hearing medic, medic, and people go running through trying to get people off the ground. And so everyone's got these programs and they're using them to fan themselves or shade themselves from the sun. And I'm just standing staunch, just glaring at this guy. And I was so angry. And I was looking up at the snipers and looking back at Trump going, I wonder if I can get to him before they shoot me dead. And as I'm doing the maths, our mate Ange goes, and I look over and I go, what? I look over and I've got a Secret Service guy immediately behind me to my left and a Secret Service guy immediately behind me. Really? Just two dudes just appeared out of nowhere. And really? I was like, fucking really? So apparently my glare had attracted the attention people.
That's funny.
Yeah. So I ended up just...
Nearly an incident.
Oh, it's the most I've had to contain my...
magnitude.
Yeah, I was like, I'll be fucking famous for something. Let's storm the stage. Nah. But as it turned out, so he kept going so much that there were people just walking off. There were people heckling him and just storming off.
Oh, really?
And I didn't want to be the first one because I was like, that's not respectful.
How long
Simon.
Did he talk for?
Oh, maybe 40 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, just get the fuck off, mate. He was like a bad open micer. I just wanted to hear like ding, ding of the bell or the red light or something to make him get off, but he kept going. Then he was talking about how I wouldn't call myself a first responder, but that day when I – like he was watching TV and the first plane went into the first tower and he looked down Madison Avenue and went, oh, my God. And then he saw the second plane go into the second tower. And he thought to himself, they're going to need help. So he grabbed his staff and they drove down there and helped people out of the buildings. I wouldn't call myself a first responder, but we were right there at ground zero.
Oh,
and people were just like, bullshit. Like, people were openly heckling him.
Why would you even say that?
Yeah. And so I Googled it afterwards. It's the third time he said it publicly. He genuinely believes he did that now. And there is just... the whole world has called bullshit and he doesn't care. So people were openly just going, fucking bullshit, and storming off. And so I waited until – I was like, I can't be the first person. That's not respectful. After about a dozen people did it, I just heard myself go, fuck this, and just storm off. Top of my – just full Aussie accent.
That was for Australia.
Fuck this. And I stormed off down the back and I was standing down the back with the dozen other people and there was this really big, fat, black American lady and I said to her, look, I know you guys don't like this word, but that guy's a fucking cunt. And she just goes, no, that's okay here. I agree with that. That's fine. Like, she was completely okay with me dropping
fine.
The C-bomb.
Yeah, fine.
Because it was –
well done.
Was
well
so,
done, lady.
Yeah, well done, angry Australian lady. And I've still got like a V tan where I got so sunburned that day because that prick wouldn't shut up. And every time I look at it, I'm like, fucking Trump tan. You've got a fucking Trump tan.
You could have got orange.
I can't explain to you how orange he is. He is ludicrous. And I can't believe he's still here. But, you know, we have to deal with it. He got voted in, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and he's going to get voted in again.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to happen.
Yeah. Anyone but him. That's what I was singing on the ship. Anyone but him.
Really?
Yeah, anyone. Doesn't matter who it is, just not him.
Fuck. Inanimate object.
Anyone.
What was that episode of The Simpsons? An inanimate rod. Remember Homer is the very last person to be voted Employee of the Month and then the inanimate rod gets voted in.
Had
Sorry,
to be there.
I'm talking about memory again.
You had to be there.
I keep forgetting you don't do memory.
Had to be there.
You right, mate? Come back to us.
My son represented Australia.
I saw that. I was so proud of him.
Little Jared.
God
represented
bless him.
Australia in Overwatch.
I don't know what that is.
That's like a shooty game.
A shooty game.
Shooty video game.
Oh, that's cute.
Went to the LA, Anaheim, and played a big stadium.
That's amazing.
Had a jersey and everything.
I did see a photo of him wearing an Australian jersey.
Yeah,
and I was
great.
Like, what's going on
it's
there?
Great,
I love the fact that you're playing an online game, so you can be anywhere in the world, but they fly out to Anaheim to sit and do it in a stadium. That's amazing.
So he went there and
ate
shit food. They got to the second round, got knocked out by Denmark. So screw you, Denmark.
Fucking Denmark.
Fucking Danes, former Vikings. What have you done since, hey? Probably good things, but...
apparently, learn how to play, what do you call it, Overwatch?
Overwatch.
Wow,
very
impressive.
Well. Yes, he kind of knew that they'd get done, but good on them.
That's
good
impressive.
Trip. Good trip.
And
been
how's
overseas.
He going? Yeah.
His
first time overseas was representing Australia in something. That's
he's making money out of Overwatch and YouTube channels.
That's amazing.
He's got 1,000 times more followers on Twitter than me.
Is that how we mark a – is that a benchmark that you would
– It's not as bad as your Heat reference.
My Heat reference.
It's too hot, 50 trillion degrees. And well, I think that was this podcast.
Yeah.
I know our memories are going, but I'm pretty sure it was only about...
No, I was saying, is that a benchmark?
It's only about 6 minutes ago.
Is that a benchmark of like the kid's got more followers than me?
Well, I'd probably be doing better at comedy if I had more followers.
Okay. I don't – I'm on Twitter but rarely tweet.
Yeah, same. I'm thinking about deleting it.
I'm – Instagram and Facebook are probably my two.
Facebook, I've deleted the app on my phone.
Oh, wow. Well, so you're wasting too much time.
I have to go into it too.
That's probably wise.
I wake up in the morning and have a look if anything's happened, then I try to avoid it.
Instagram's good.
Yeah, I like Instagram.
I don't like the live stories rolling over because there are people.
People that just go over and over, don't they? Yeah. They just do the same thing every day. A lot of people really advertise the shit out of themselves and just go, no, I've seen this.
Yeah.
That's you with your shirt off. So I follow a lot of men that are fit now. Bit sus.
I'm okay.
I'm just trying to be fit.
I will play on.
But they all, I need to see your abs, mate. I'm sick of seeing your fucking abs, mate. Yeah, I know. I know about your fucking abs, mate.
I remember being in the UK when Peter
Andre. You got six of them.
Peter Andre was really famous, and one of my mates in the UK just went.
Was? Come on.
You reckon he's still
he's
famous?
He's our most famous export.
Fuck Paul Hogan. Fuck Hugh Jackman. Peter Andre's where it's at.
That's going on the T-shirt.
Peter Andre's where it's at. What's any of his songs? Anyone, hit me.
Mysterious.
Oh my God,
girl.
You can do it. One of my mates in the UK.
And he had that song, didn't he? That was it.
That's the only one I can think of.
And then he married
the one
Jordan.
With massive boobs.
And massive lips.
You were about to do an accent then, weren't you?
No, I wasn't going to do an accent at all. There's a lot of lip action happening around here. I go to the gym and a lot of the girls walk in with their lips.
I just. You know where I live. Fuck, it's all Botox and fucking
it just looks
filler.
Ridiculous. I don't
it does.
It's not ridiculous. Attractive at all.
Yeah, and I openly bag out Botox. Mm. And there's more and more of my friends like, hey, don't be so judgmental. I'm like, oh, fuck, not you too. Fucking hell.
Can you show me how to do this exercise, please, man with the massive ears? I'm like, what did you say? It sounded like a duck was talking to me.
No, when I was in the UK, a mate of mine said to me, fuck, poor Peter Andre. I would have thought that he could hold on to his money better. I went, what?
Oh, he's got no money.
Well, that's what I said. And she goes, he can't afford a shirt. The prick's always walking around with his shirt on. I was like, oh, well played.
Oh, nice.
That was a good
one.
Setup. You got me. And then
great.
I got you. That's not.
Old school.
Old school. Hey, I'm back at the gym.
Good on you.
Been back at the gym.
What are you doing?
Just weights.
Just weights. Are you, what's your favourite exercise with weights?
Deadlift.
Deadlift. What are you deadlifting?
I'm not going to say. I'm
embarrassed. No, tell me.
No,
tell me. Tell me. I'll tell you if I beat you.
No, you beat me, I'm sure.
No, no, no. Come on.
No, because I'm coming back from an ace. I'm not.
50 trillion million.
That's what I deadlift a trillion, billion, gazillion kilos.
Right.
When I went back, I was fucking horrified because I had to start at the very beginning. The ACL fucked me over for a couple of years and the hip flexor fucked me over for a couple of years. So to go back and lift 25% of what I know I can.
Oh, right, yeah.
I was almost in tears. It just sucks.
Yeah,
you
lose it fast.
Oh, man.
My fitness dropped from that trip away.
Oh, really? No,
I still can't get it back.
Like a full year of not lifting weights.
Still can't get it back.
You'll get it back.
I've been on cholesterol tablets. I think it's that.
What, you don't have
really
the
high.
Energy to do it or you?
Yeah, I just put 10% off.
Yeah, because I was. Yeah, I go three times a week, every week, and then the
you
other
don't
week.
Do any cardio, do you?
It annoys me. it just annoys me. I'm fucking.
Cardio? It annoys me.
It does.
Fuck
I just,
off, cardio. You're so irritating.
It is.
Oh, look at you. Look at you with your abs. Look at you with your fucking abs.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
So fat.
I get it with if I did cardio and weights, I'd drop fat easy, but I couldn't give a fuck. It's not my jam. I just want to be strong. I don't give a fuck about my fat
cardio
content.
Cardio queen just walked in, as we were saying,
don't give a fuck about cardio. But to me, it's just a metaphor for life. I'm sitting in a fucking gym on an exercise bike or on a fucking cross trainer. I'm just like, nope, no thank you. So I just, I loved it. The feeling of being strong again has really made my day. But when I went back and started to lift really piss weak weights, I was so ashamed. And a mate of mine owns the gym and I ran into him the other day and he's like, oh, we're just doing some promo videos. Would you mind just doing some squats and shit in the background? Just do
squats
some deadlifts.
Squats and shit. It's a weird promo, just to squat and shit.
It's a weird gym, a bit of a fetishist gym.
just got like a vinyl outfit with a hole in your arsehole.
Well, I have one of those, but I never wear it to the gym. Why do you do this, Mick? You lose this game every time. You and Pat, every time.
Too much information.
You start that game and you lose every time.
Nah, you take anything as an in.
Yep.
In.
See what
in,
I did there?
In.
So, yeah, he said to me, can you just do some deadlifts and just do some, like, just in the backgrounds while we're filming? I was like, no way. And he goes, why not? I'm like, because I'm embarrassed.
There's not enough weight.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed as it is. Like, give me some spray paint. I'll paint them a different color and I'll look like I'm a fucking unit. But, and he goes, that's about as much as the dudes here that lift. And I'm like, I know it's not. I know you're just trying to make me feel better. But that is, I'm up now at about 35% of what I used to be able to lift.
You won't tell me what it is.
No.
Why won't you tell me?
Because I'm embarrassed. I'll tell you when I get back to full strength.
Oh, God. You used to tell me everything. You used to tell me too much about your rooting, but you won't tell me about your weights.
Oh, do you want to hear about my rooting?
No, I'm on a fucking spectacular run at the moment.
Spectacular.
Did you just got one?
Oh.
Happy New Year, by the way. Here we go. This is, it's time for Julia's rooting story.
That needs a theme song. Can you write a theme song?
Sure. Bring me the guitar. Hand it over.
Bing, 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 ding, bing, ding, ding. Julia's rooting stories. There is one lovely gentleman I'm shagging at the moment, but what's happened, because I'm really into him.
There's one lady that I'm shagging at the moment.
Yeah, she's in the fucking unit. She just walked in and you better say that or she'll end you. There's this spectacularly hot dude, spectacularly hot. And because I'm massively into him, every dude I've ever nailed has gotten in contact going, hey, what's happening with you? Hey, I heard you broke up with the bouncer guy. Yeah.
Really?
It's honestly the last.
You're a sought after.
The
sought.
Last month I have not knocked back sex like I have knocked back. Yeah, it's fucking insane.
Nah.
Dudes I haven't rooted for 4 or 5 years are like, hey, what's happening? Hey, I saw you on.
Hey, what's happening? Is that how are your roots talk?
Hello.
My favourite is, hey, WYD, question mark. Like, that's how you get back in contact. Hey, what you doing? You're like, really?
How old are they?
Oh, older than me, almost always.
Really?
Yeah.
God.
Did I tell you, I can't remember at what stage last year I went on the tour. Have I told the story about the young kid in Tamworth? I can't remember.
Don't know.
I was gigging.
This whole two episodes have been us not remembering shit.
Gigging in Tamworth and young bloke came over, I was at the show, really enjoyed it.
Anyway, yeah.
Turns out we start having a little kiss, go to head back to my hotel. As we're leaving, he says that wonderful phrase, ever since I turned 22, I'm doing okay with the older ladies. Cockblock yourself, A, but B, and I went, what? And he goes, yeah, ever since I turned 22. And I was like, wow, this is done. We're that, nope, you just go back to your beer, mate. That's, and he goes, what? I'm like, when? I'm not fucking you. He goes, what, you're not going to root me because you think I'm 22? I said, no, I'm not going to root you because you are 22, but fuck, A, use sunscreen, mate. I thought you were 35.
Oh, right. Yeah.
He looked easy 35.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I was on a comedy tour and the boys that were with me were all out trying to get laid. And I was like, ha ha, see you suckers. And I was really quite proud of myself because I was the only one that had pulled. And then I threw him back into the wild. And I'm getting a cab back. You guys coming? And they both went, yes.
Yes.
Just admit defeat, yes. Yes. And then I got lectured all the way back in the car, in the cab, and all the way in the morning in the tour van about how I should have fucked a 22-year-old. I'm like,
You should have.
At that stage, I was 43. I'm like, ew, no. And they were like, we'd have done it. I'm like, yeah, because you're dudes.
Yeah.
But no, that's way too young.
Yeah.
Way too. And
what's
yet,
your,
I do.
What's your cutoff?
Well, as it turned out, I found out just a month later when I nailed a 25-year-old. So 25 is my cutoff.
Difference.
Well, there is. There is mathematically, there's a difference between 22 and 25.
No, there's not.
There is 3 is the difference.
No, it's not.
But in my head, there was a difference.
It, you know, it goes teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. That's it. That's all
you
there
reckon?
Is to it.
Yes, rooting
all
by
there
decade.
Is to it.
Nah, 25 was all right. 22 was too young. Too young. Gross.
Gross.
At 43. 21 years my junior.
Gross.
Oh, my God. My vagina just went back up.
Up where?
Further. It went further up. It's hanging out with my pancreas.
Went up to Cairns? What did it do?
It's gone. Yeah, it's grabbed a sunscreen.
Up in Cairns, just rub a bit of sunscreen and grab us a cocktail.
You said cocktail. Well played. Yeah, so that's apparently I'm just fending them off with a stick and it's ridiculous. Because I guarantee as soon as this comes to an end, there'll be no one around. Almost spare.
Do you ever go through a drought?
Oh, I go through a... I've got tears of
tears,
not tears crying, tears of levels.
Like, give yourself a twirly.
Like I've got my A gamers and then I go, okay, well, my A gamers are busy. I'll go my B gamers and then I'll go, oh, fuck, they're busy. Okay, C gamers. So, yeah, I've got tears and sometimes I have to resort to like a D level tear.
D level.
Yeah. That makes me sound so mercenary, doesn't it? Fucking brutal. But, yeah, at the moment, just because I'm super keen on this dude, just bam, all of them. It's coming out of nowhere. Ones from years ago, ones that I always swore I'd go back and make it count.
I was like, show them how much you improved.
Yeah, I'm like, no, thank you. Fucking hell, that's weird. And I like that, really? With lots of question marks on the end. You're like, yeah, fucking really, dickhead.
Jeez, I don't even know how to do it. The only thing I've got to discuss now is...
being in a relationship.
I can't pee out the side of my shorts. I remember the good old days. Because shorts are so long these days.
That was a great segue.
Because I wear a tighter short because I'm fitter. I have to undo my pants to a pee. So I loved, you know, that was one of my...
Little
one
whiz
of my,
out the side.
Yeah, yeah, my mum used to go, yeah, you can do a wee out the side.
Was it only ever footy shorts or would you like...
No, anyway, shorty shorts back in the day, but now that I wear longer and tighter shorts, like I can't get me...
Can't get your wang out.
Me wang out. And, you know, like, and I've just recently Googled that as you get older, your penis gets smaller. And I'm thinking to myself, thank God for that, because this thing has been too huge for too long.
I've had enough of it.
Get it in.
Get it smaller. It gets in the way.
So I can't.
Really, this is just inconvenient. But
every time I go for a whiz or a waz at the pub, I'm like, fuck, I'd really like to just do it out the side so I can just get straight back into the schooner.
I just can't even imagine what that would be like, just pulling shit to the side and having a whiz.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit envious.
Yeah, it is.
Is this what penis envy is?
I knew that you'd love this story.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got mum intrigued.
It is.
Because, you know, I'm just finishing off my psych degree and they talk about penis envy. I always assumed it was a sexual thing. Maybe it's just having
a whiz. It's a whiz thing.
It's whiz envy.
It is. Because you are straight in and out
of
that toilet.
Yeah. I'm fast.
Fucking great.
It's funny how often we go out and you're like, I'm off the loo. Shush, I'm back. Everyone's like, right. That didn't take you very long.
You just change.
In and out.
You got one of them tenor ladies, haven't you?
Don't even need to leave the table. Just, oh, yeah, that's the stuff.
Yeah, and go to the toilet. Yeah, it just did.
I look forward to being old.
You didn't go anywhere. I know.
I look forward
to being old. It's a long story.
Old where I can just sit there and just go, that's the shiz. Yeah. Old age is going to be bitching. I can't wait. I'm clearly going to get dementia. I think we all know that. I can't wait to just be super inappropriate at the top of my voice. But without knowing what I was saying, which will be the only difference between now and then.
You might revert back to being a Catholic schoolgirl.
Why would you wish that on me? You're a horrible person.
Well, it's dementia.
I think I should revert back to my late teens, early 20s.
What happened then? Mud pies. Mud pies or cock pies?
Cock pies.
Cock pies.
It's like magpies, but for cock. Cock
pies. Have you done for 2019? Is that it? Is that all you want to say to Australia and the rest of the world? Have you got anything more to talk about?
I've got so many inappropriate things
you've
to
got
say.
You've got a pen in your hand like you're
I
on.
Do.
You're,
like I'm on The View.
Yes.
Like I'm on
you're going to do statistics.
From
statistically
Ellen's.
Speaking, all those cocks over there will be mine.
Yeah, what does 2020 hold for you?
I'm going to continue being a tour guide.
North.
I've got some ideas to start my own tours.
Ooh, hello.
And I'm going to do some recording.
North.
Yes. Got some songs written.
North.
Yes.
Lyrics and music?
Yeah.
Well, could you go?
Yeah. Don't look at me like I'm a liar pants on fire. Your eyebrow went up. I think you're full of shit, Meredith.
Was it my eyebrow?
I think you're full of shit, Meredith.
I believe you. I believe everything you say ever, which is why often when you're like running a joke on me, I go, oh, I thought you were telling me a real story. I'm that like buffhead mate that's like, what? Oh, I didn't realise. I didn't know. I thought of that one the other day.
Is this a good joke, you reckon? Like this guy came up to the after the gig the other day and says, oh, you're a good guitar player. Do you play by ear? And I'm like, they're pretty big. I probably could.
That is a pretty good joke. Look at you. You're real happy with that.
Oh, this is a true story the other day too. I was up the shop buying flowers at the IGA because I'm fucking classy. Oh. And this piss guy next to me goes, someone's getting a root tonight.
Oh.
What the fuck is that all about?
Jesus. Did you say, well,
you know what I said,
if you're offering?
I said, well, they're for me 92-year-old mum. If anyone deserves one, it's her.
Oh,
fucking
bless.
Shut him up.
I was going to say, but he went,
and the kid at the counter's like,
nice. Just massively inappropriate. Well done. Well done, Michael Merritt.
Thank you very much. Yes. Is that it? You're fucking done now?
Oh, I think
Are
I'm
you
done.
Fucking done?
I think I'm done.
Oh, that's great. Unhinged. 2 for 2019.
We suck.
That's a good score in cricket, though.
Yeah, you're right. 2 for 2019. Well played.
Hope everyone has a fantastic 2020.
There's
another cricket analogy.
Yeah, see? But we're both cricket heads, so that makes sense.
I don't watch it much now.
Jesus.
I've just gone off. I don't watch much sport.
What?
I just don't have time.
What?
I don't know what's going on.
What?
That's why I don't have any male friends, because I know they're going to ask me a question.
What about the footy? Don't ask me.
Yeah, what about Lambert and fucking Ryan? I'm like, who the fuck do they play for? Is this a fucking political question?
Fuck you. Actually, I reckon I watch way more sport than you, because I watch league, union, cricket, tennis. Yeah. Golf bores me, but Dad's always got it on.
Yeah. I like watching golf when I played golf.
We were always going to go hit a bucket of balls over my way.
Yeah, we should.
Let's do that.
Let's do it. I just sold my clubs.
Fuck's sake.
Because I don't use them anymore.
Well, you can use mine. I've had about 9 uses. I can hit a ball really far, really straight, and that's all I can do. I can't.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure your golf career's over, because there's other bits involved. There's little tappy bits. There's chippy bits in the air.
I can't do any of those. I can't even do like hit it straight, but only hit it like halfway.
Because some of them dog leg.
I can't.
Got to learn how to hook it and slice it.
No, I don't want to do any of that. I just want to hit it far. I can just use my entire body weight and muscles to hit that little fucking thing as far as I can hit it. And that's all I want to do.
Driving range.
Yeah, that's
driving range is a sport then.
Is it? Let's do that. Then I'd nail it. I would nail that.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Can we do this more?
Sure.